AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump has signed additional economic sanctions against Iran. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The sanctions block the supreme leader and senior military figures from accessing money under U.S. jurisdiction. They come as tensions with Iran have ramped up following its shootdown of an American drone.
These measures represent a strong and proportionate response to Iran's increasingly provocative actions.
The president says the U.S. has shown a lot of restraint. He pulled back from ordering military strikes last week, but says a pressure campaign will continue until Iran changes its behavior. A top Iranian commander, though, warns his forces will shoot down more drones if necessary. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Most of the 300 or so children being housed at a small border patrol facility in Texas have been moved to other locations. Just 30 remain at that facility, according to Congresswoman Veronica Escobar's office. Attorneys who visited the station last week said older children were taking care of infants and toddlers, none of them getting adequate food, water, and sanitation. 20 candidates in the crowded field of Democrats running for president, readying for this week's pair of debates. Vermont independent Bernie Sanders introducing a bill that would have the federal government pay off student debt just as it bailed out Wall Street in the last recession.
Our proposal, which costs $2.2 trillion over 10 years, will be fully paid for by a tax on Wall Street speculation, similar to what exists in dozens of countries around the world.
Retired Navy Admiral, former Pennsylvania Congressman Joe Sestak becomes the latest Democrat to join the race. He warns against isolationism.
We convene the world by the power of these ideals, and that is why America's retreat from the world today is so dangerous and damaging to our American dream.
This is AP Radio News. A North Carolina man faces first-degree murder and other charges after the shooting death of a suburban St. Louis police officer, Michael Lansdorf, who had responded to a bad check call yesterday afternoon. North County Police Cooperative Assistant Chief Ron Martin.
You never would have thought that this type of police officer would have been put in that position, but it happened. There's no such thing as a routine call. This is the dangers that our police officers in this community face every day.
Martin says surveillance video shows the suspect, Bonnet Meeks, pulling a pistol and shooting Lansdorf twice. Two more men are sent to federal prison for their roles in the theft of more than 650 firearms in Springfield, Missouri. Reynard Hunt and Keith Lowe, both sentenced for aiding and abetting the four others involved in the theft of handguns and shotguns from a UPS trailers in October 2017. Back in May, federal prosecutors said only 73 of the weapons have been recovered. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio.